This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Early on, writing, never thought that I would be. I still use the air quotes here with author. Right? Never thought I'd find myself into the role of wanting any desire to be an author. It's funny what the pandemic will do to people, right? That's probably the key lesson here. When you have a lot of ideas and way too much time on your hands, is probably the best way to put that. But really challenging what a safety practitioner is, and what we should seek to influence, how we can influence, what really defines the role of a safety practitioner. And that's what really started me down that path, because I found myself, you know, reflecting back on my career at that point as a safety practitioner. And really, that's a gut check when you kind of turn that mirror around, especially once you begin to find yourself into the new view and you're thinking about all this stuff that I've done before. How much harm did I do versus how much good did I actually do? But that's a positive thing, right? That's a piece of growth. That's a part of growth. And sometimes that's a little painful for safety practitioners to contemplate, because I don't know what you guys find as you spend time with organizations, but safety practitioners tend to be one of my tougher audiences, because they've been kind of practicing and teaching maybe the ways that are a little bit counter to some of the direction we tend to lead them in. Right. We get blinded by safety stuff, right? Kind of safety work, right? We get blinded by that idea of kind of just traps that we fall into, and as practitioners or as systems that the organization has set up, you know, around what safety should look like. And what I found a lot of times, especially relating to the profession itself, is that there's this desire for this. It's around visibility, right? It's the stuff that we can see, we can touch. It's the poster on the wall. It's the number that we can put in a spreadsheet. It's the things that we can see and easily see whether that's up or down, sideways, backwards, right? We take that as an indicator of, again, air quotes here, safe, right? Or progress in safety. And so many times I've seen with organizations, back to that, not really knowing where we're going, what we're wanting to accomplish, we just seek to do more. A lot of times, just more. There's always this kind of buzz of, well, what's the next safety initiative? What's the next safety this? What's the next safety that? We have to constantly be doing more safety stuff, because through more is how we'll finally reach the goal that we haven't clearly defined yet, which when you say that, outside of wacky, right? Most practitioners, well, most is probably a strong word. Some practitioners recognize that they are a support function to the organization. They're typically some form of operations support. They're not actually conducting operations for the organization. So they realize that they're in the overhead, right? They're in the overhead cost for that organization. And so I think some tend to want to demonstrate that relevance through things that are more tangible, right? But I think the organization probably meets them in the middle with that as well. Show me, what have you done for me lately, is kind of the mindset that you'll probably run across from the organization towards the practitioner. You know, can you show me what you've been doing lately? And as we know, that I get that, I understand that, right? with the cost that comes along with that. But then also we have to imagine maybe some of the unintended consequences that creates. And for me, you can't measure that curious learner, safety professional, that's out there having conversations and asking really great questions and spending time with crews, right? That's a much harder thing to measure than the poster that they hung on the wall, or the stand down that they conducted, or the observation, the formal behavioral based observation that they completed. They completed 47 of those last month. That's good, right? Right, exactly. 40. They're an overperformer. They're a hypo employee. Those things are a little squishier and harder to measure, right? When you're looking at any function, but especially the function that you're paying. Again, back to that, ask organizations why they hire safety practitioners. A lot of the times you'll get the answers of to manage safety, to do safety, to take care of safety, to make sure we're in compliance, which to me screams of, we don't really know. They just need to do safety. It sets them up to want to look for things of that practitioner doing safety. And again, to me, it tends to drive the wrong behavior in a lot of ways, because what I've found to be true is a practitioner more set up in the situation of being a curious learner, facilitator, that person that wants to go out and nerd out on work and really ask those good questions and spend time digging into pain points and successes and all the interesting stuff that happens within our organizations, that's a much more meaningful use of the role. But with those things in mind, we often find safety practitioners creating more visible work, which is just safety work, right? More check sheets, more auditing, more posters, more safety videos, more this, more that, more safety cookouts, more stuff that's just really highly visible, which is sensible if you're wanting to demonstrate your worth, but not as valuable.